ovulating at all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and wow. That makes it impossible to get pregnant, basically.
Before that, had you done ovulation tests?
I had, and they wouldn't come up positive. So, I kind of kept telling myself, like, oh, I must be missing the date.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. So the tests were right.
The tests were right.
You were not ovulating.
But I was like, oh, maybe it's just really early because my cycles are short or whatever.
Yeah, you doubt that. You start to doubt yourself. Maybe I'm not doing this right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I tried the Clomid and nothing happened. You know, they ultrasound you and nothing was happening.
Oh, they're looking to see if you're growing more mm-hmm. follicles.
And I had a lot of potential follicles. They just weren't maturing.
Okay. Clomid's an oral medication to mm-hmm. try to stimulate more follicle growth.
Then we tripled the dose and still nothing.
Ooh. Did it make you kind of like uncomfortable in other ways or did it not have that effect on you?
It did. I remember I was getting like hot flashes and it's like hard to remember now what I was feeling then.
So much has happened.
But yeah, I was getting like hot flashes and just, I think like random symptoms. Probably like menopausal type symptoms. I don't know.
Wow. But still nothing on the ultrasounds.
No, nothing. Nothing positive, I'd say.
Okay.
Except for knowing we needed to do something different.
Right.
So we tripled the dose and still nothing. So my body was very resistant. You know, so we knew we had to go to the next step, which normally would be IUI, which is insemination.
Intrauterine insemination.
But basically the doctor said to me, we'd have to give you something so strong to make you ovulate that you might drop like many eggs and be at risk for like quads.
So let's explain how this works. In intrauterine insemination, they would stimulate you to grow a bunch of follicles, release hopefully one or two eggs, and then take a semen preparation. And they kind of call it the medical turkey baster. They basically guide the semen right to where the eggs would be within you. But there's a lack of ability to control things. So if you drop a bunch of eggs and then there's a bunch of semen, then you can have lots of conceptions.
And I was not really wanting to risk that. So the next step is IVF, which you can kind of control how many are fertilized, basically, and how many are put in you because it's done in a lab.
Right, so in vitro is done outside your body. So you harvest eggs and you take semen and then you can put them together and see what they do. And then when you have embryos on day 5 or day 6, they put the embryos back inside you, but you can put however many you want to.
Exactly.
Within limitations, yeah.
So there were a few reasons why we decided to just go straight to IVF, that being a really big and important one, I think. The others being that I really like the idea of being able to genetically test. I think it gives good peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I just wanted like the quickest route. I didn't want to have to try multiple rounds of anything else.
So you did one round of IVF?
So we got really, really lucky because some people have to do multiple rounds, which I don't take for granted. But our first round was very successful.
I remember you came into the office and you're like, we have so many eggs.
Yeah, even the doctor was surprised. I think I might have set a record. But they got 46
oh my goodness,
eggs
right.
from me.
A lot of eggs.
Just crazy. And 38 of them fertilized.
Wow.
Which
yeah,
because
normally
of.
When you have that a lot, they start to titrate down. There's 35 eggs, but they don't all look good. And then the ones that fertilize, now you're down to 15. And then, you know, the ones that grow over the next few days into embryos, and sometimes you're just down to one or two. But
yes.
In your case,